This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carey Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. As airports across the country deal with the fallout of last week's widespread tech outage, Duluth International Airport authorities say they came through the breakdown relatively unscathed. According to a Northern News Now report, Duluth Airport Authority Executive Director Tom Werner says they had some delays the day of the outage, but were not forced to make any cancellations. Even a few days following the outage, some larger airports like Minneapolis-St. Paul are still dealing with delays and cancellations. A group of advanced practice providers at Essentia Health's East Market have announced their successful vote to join the Minnesota Nurses Association. According to a Northern News Now report, the group in support of joining the union argued that the organization is growing in size and revenue, and they are still often understaffed and overworked. In a statement following the announcement, Essentia Health expressed disappointment in the vote but reaffirmed their commitment to providing quality patient care. The St. Louis County Board approved a five-month pause on the opening of any new cannabis businesses in the county on Tuesday. Following a public meeting, the board voted 6-1 to approve the temporary moratorium, saying its purpose is to provide local government organizations with more time to determine how to regulate the industry in their area. Recreational use of cannabis was legalized in the state in 2023, but the Office of Cannabis Management is still developing its rulemaking process for the industry. Essentia Health invited the public to meet their new surgical training assistance robots at St. Mary's Medical Center this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the new robots are meant to help train surgeons with specific types of surgeries like knee replacements, bone cutting and grafting, and lung cancer diagnosis. Officials from the healthcare organization say the robots will make their team more efficient and provide pinpoint guidance for their highly trained surgeons. There are four of the robotic surgical tools in use. City of Duluth residents will see some closures on parts of West 3rd Street this week. According to a WDIO report, work began on Monday on the 2800 and 2900 blocks of West 3rd Street in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. Crews are working on water service replacements in the area. The westbound side of the road will be closed from 28th Avenue West to Devonshire Street with a detour for traffic. Eastbound drivers will still be able to use 3rd Street with a temporary stop sign added at 28th Avenue West. The Duluth Entertainment Convention Center will host an acrobatic holiday performance later this year. According to a Northern News Now report, the Cirque Musica Holiday Wonderland show will be held at the DECC Symphony Hall on November 23rd, featuring high-flying performers showing off their aerial skills. Pre-sale tickets for the event are on sale beginning Wednesday at 9 a.m., and general sale tickets will be on sale beginning on Friday at 10 a.m. Tickets for the event can be purchased online. A new pay transparency law will go on the books in Minnesota beginning on January 1st. According to a WDIO report, the pay transparency law is part of the Omnibus Labor and Industry Policy Bill recently signed into law by Governor Tim Walz. Once in effect, Minnesota companies with at least 30 employees will be required to post pay and benefit information on all of their open job listings. The new rule is an effort to cut down on pay inequity, making the labor market fair for all residents and providing more clarity on wages. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northland has teamed up with Kohl's to set area kids up with the school supplies they need for the upcoming school year. According to a Fox 21 report, Kohl's has been teaming up with local Boys and Girls Clubs across the country since 2019 for the program, and this year the Boys and Girls Club of the Northland was selected to receive a $2,000 grant for back-to-school shopping. The retail store held an event on Monday for organizers to shop for the supplies the area kids will need. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Top Gun, prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they dance through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear down to 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. By Friday, sunny with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.